And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're going to talk about what's going on with the border situation, all of the hysteria that's been stirred up by the media over President Trump upholding and enforcing immigration laws in our country. And now there's all these hysterics about separating families, something that President Trump has put a stop to now with an executive order. But of course, the left is still shouting and screaming and on and on and on. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about a lawsuit that has been filed in New Jersey by parents suing the public school district for teaching that Islam is the true faith. Now, this is something that's creeping into our system more and more, brethren. We've been talking about Islam on and off for a couple of years now, and probably more about it in the last year than ever before, because things are gaining more and more momentum. Now, thankfully, we have the Trump administration that is not allowing the massive flow of Muslims into our country that the Democrats want to see happen, and that certainly Hillary Clinton wanted to see happen. But President Trump is at least slowing down the whole process, but to a certain extent, it's still going on. To a certain extent, it's still happening. But it's definitely going to be, I think, slowed down by the Trump administration. Let's look at this story here you can find on Jihad Watch. And the headline says, New Jersey parents sue public school district for teaching Islam is the true faith. And then it goes on to say, a federal judge has refused to toss out a lawsuit brought by a parent against the Chatham, New Jersey school district, which showed seventh graders a pro-Muslim video that included an invitation to convert to the true faith. In denying the school district's motion to dismiss the case, U.S. District Court Judge Kevin McAnulty said the motion was worth only minimal discussion. And then it goes on to talk about how an attorney with the Thomas More Law Center is representing Libby Hilsenrath, whose 12-year-old son attends the middle school there, and she is apparently the one who has filed the lawsuit. Okay. Now, I remember this story from some months ago. The Thomas More Law Center is a Catholic operation, Catholic outfit. In this regard, however, they could very well be conservative Catholics taking a stand for traditional Christian values from a moral perspective, the traditional morality of our country. And that seems to be the case here. Of course, Thomas More is the, you know, famously known as the man for all seasons. He was a Catholic. He was opposed to the Protestant Reformation. He was opposed to it, but at the same time, he was a very influential figure and is definitely considered a hero in the Catholic Church to this day. So the Thomas More Law Center, if you go to their website at thomasmore.org, it says Battle Ready to Defend America. And you go to their About page, it says of them, quote, the Thomas More Law Center defends and promotes America's Judeo-Christian heritage and moral values, including the religious freedom of Christians, time-honored family values, and the sanctity of human life. It supports a strong national defense and an independent and sovereign United States of America. All right, so that is what they report on their website. And it is this organization, the Thomas More Law Center, that is representing Libby Hilzenrath in this whole Chatham Middle School controversy here against the Islamization of the students. Now, the article goes on to talk about what these students were being taught through these Muslim videos. And it's pretty disturbing. It's very, very disturbing to think that this has come into America, into the United States. Of course, New Jersey is a notorious blue state. Governor Chris Christie is a conservative guy there, which is, I think, a positive thing. It was certainly a positive thing in the case of Shaneen Allen, the single mom who drove across the border from Pennsylvania and had a gun license. She had a firearm in her vehicle, had a license to carry it from the state of Pennsylvania, but New Jersey says you have to have a license from their state. And if you don't have a license from their state in particular, then you are guilty of a crime. And ultimately, they sentenced Shaneen Allen to 3 years in prison. Governor Christie wrote her a pardon, and so she was released. But nevertheless, that gives you an idea of what kind of a state New Jersey is. Very, very blue state. And this all seems to kind of support what's happening there in the school system. It's hard to imagine anybody would allow this to be taught in the schools. But here's what the article says here, that the lawsuit claims that seventh grade students at the Chatham Middle School were forced to watch a set of videos in their world cultures and geography class that sought to convert them to Islam. Here is a sampling of what the students learned by watching just one of the 5-minute videos. 1. God gave Muhammad the noble Quran. 2. The Quran is a perfect guide for humanity. 3. The Quran is divine revelation. 4. Islam is a shining beacon against the darkness of repression, segregation, intolerance, and racism. And 5. The beautiful Quran is guidance for the wise and sensible. The article says, then came the topper. The video ends with this, quote, "May God help us all to find the true faith, Islam." Then it goes on to say, a musical version of an Arabic poem plays in the background throughout the video. The lyrics describe Christians and Jews as infidels and praises Muhammad for slaughtering them. Quote, their white shining swords red with the blood of infidels until they looked like meat on the butcher's block. This is the song playing in Arabic to the kids in the school. So it's very important to remember that Islam is not in any way a religion of peace or a peaceable belief system. It is very much a conquering, domineering, controlling, bloody system that says convert or die and feels the need to subjugate and humiliate all non-Muslims, especially Christians and Jews, to humiliate them and to declare that they will be defeated and destroyed, etc. In fact, I talked about the book by Billy Vaughn, whose son was a Navy SEAL who was killed in a helicopter crash with SEAL Team 6, and he wrote his book Betrayed. Anyway, Billy Vaughn, part of his testimony is that when they had a memorial service for the SEALs, they invited an Afghan minister who came, and they, you had a traditional memorial service for the Navy SEALs. This happens, and you have a Christian minister who gets up and he gives a traditional speech that you would expect a Christian minister to give on that occasion. Then they have this Afghan Muslim guy get up and he's singing a song in Arabic. And Billy Vaughn and his wife, they capture the lyrics, had them translated, and come to find out what he was singing was the infidel will be destroyed, Islam will win, the Muslims will defeat them, etc. And just all of this, you know, rhetoric against destroying the enemies of Islam. And that's what the guy was singing. And so this is Islam. This is what Islam is about. It's always been about this. This is why Islam has tried to invade the Western world for 1,400 years. And I think, and it, of course, it's a part of the reason why this whole systematic betrayal that's happening from within our country and from within the governments and the deep state of the entire Western world. This is why Billy Vaughn titled his book Betrayed. That's what's really happening. And this is really a betrayal of America. It's a betrayal of what our forefathers fought and died for and what they stood for in this country from the beginning. Our public education system was founded by Christian people for the original purpose of teaching the Bible. Teaching the Bible and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was the original purpose going back to the Puritans and the Pilgrims. It began with an old law called the Old Deluder Satan Act. That was the law. And the words of the law began, it being one chief project of that old deluder Satan to keep men from the knowledge of the scriptures as in former times. I was talking about the Dark Age, back when the Bible was outlawed in the vernacular tongue and people were not allowed to read it. And so then it goes on to describe the beginnings of what would become public education. But what's the purpose? The purpose was so that children can be taught the Bible. That was the purpose. Now we have these leftists, they're hijacking our country and hijacking the education system, and now they're bringing in not only immorality, I call it Balaamy. They're doing essentially what Balaam instigated in the Old Testament, where he couldn't curse Israel because God turned the curse into a blessing. He couldn't curse Israel, so he gave counsel to their enemies to go send in the immoral women to seduce them into immoral practices, sexual immorality, and then idolatry. Bring in their false gods and corrupt them with immorality and idolatry. And we find the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation warning about this, warning the church about this over and over and over again. That's why whenever Jesus mentions the doctrines of Balaam or the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, etc. And then we essentially hear the same thing from Jezebel, or about Jezebel, that she's teaching the people to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols, etc. It's the same plan that the devil has used to corrupt the people of God for centuries. Immorality and idolatry. And that's what this is. This is we know about the immorality. They've been teaching sodomy, homosexuality, transgenderism. They've been corrupting and perverting our children in the schools. And now they're coming in with full-blown idolatry by entering in the moon god of Islam and trying to brainwash our kids into converting and becoming Muslims. And clearly, in such a way that they're not just telling you about Islam, but they're clearly exalting, by these presentations, exalting Islam above Christianity. And so this case will be very, very interesting to see how this plays out and where things go from here. All right, brethren, let's go to our commercial break. We will talk more when we come back right after this.
Christian Film Ministry, Adalam Films presents A Lamp in the Dark, the untold history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies, assassins, and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrid Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. Now we want to move on, and we want to talk about the other topic that's all over the news right now. Left-wing media, Hollywood, all of the usual suspects of leftism have come out, and they're shouting and screaming and yelling and everything about the fact that the Trump administration is actually upholding and enforcing the immigration laws in our country. And they're arguing that children are being torn out of the arms of their parents and so on. Time magazine has now done a cover where the cover of Time magazine shows President Trump standing there looking down and a small Mexican child crying in front of him and this kind of thing, as though Trump is persecuting poor children, and on and on and on. Yet in the midst of all of this insanity, they have, and of course, it's been rightly pointed out that parents and children are separated all the time, every time parents commit a crime. If parents go steal a car or rob a bank or something, and the police find out about it, they're going to go get those people, those adults are going to be arrested. And if they have kids, the kids are going to be taken and they're going to be put in, you know, either given to other family members or put into foster care or something. But yeah, they will be separated from their parents if their parents commit a crime. Illegal immigration is a crime. It's illegal. You're not supposed to do it. It's a crime. That's how it is. But somehow or other, when parents and children are separated who are Mexican illegals, that somehow or other is not supposed to happen. Now, after all of this shouting and all of these just really horrid comments from the left, including threats against the president's family, against members of the Republican Party. I mean, it's getting really, really ugly out there. It's unbelievable. The president has signed an executive order putting a stop to the separation of families, keep the families together, but he's resolved to continue defending our border, which most Americans want him to do. The open borders philosophy, brethren, is nothing but pure communism. That's what we have to remember. Open borders is pure communism. And I said this back when Trump first began running for president, and he came out at the beginning and he talked about illegal immigration. And the media kept playing his clip, his video clip, his speech over and over and over again. And they were trashing him, and they thought they were going to completely bump this guy out of the race. Oh, he made these insulting comments against the Mexican illegals. Well, his campaign is over. And they thought they were just going to trash him, and they attempted to. But what happened was it backfired because the American people agree with him. They agree with him. You can't just have people coming here illegally where you don't know who they are. Many of them are criminals. They're drug dealers. They're gang members. They commit hundreds of thousands of crimes. Some say millions of crimes in our country. It's unreasonable to expect that there's to be no regulation of these individuals. And of course, there are many, many reports of members of various terror groups coming across the Mexican border because they know it's so easy to get in. Of course, there's nothing illogical, nothing immoral at all about maintaining the sovereignty of our country. Nothing at all. God maintains the sovereignty of heaven. I've talked about this on the program before. Jesus says, I am the door to the sheepfold. By me, men may enter in. But if any man tries to climb in through some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And no, the Lord does not let people climb in through some other way. They have to go through the way that has been appointed by God. That's part of the lesson of the parable of the wedding feast, where the man shows up without a proper wedding garment. And the king says to him, friend, how did you come here without a proper wedding garment? The man can make no answer. So he's bound hand and foot, and he's cast into outer darkness. He is thrown out. He's deported. That's what happens. He's not just allowed to show up whenever he wants to on his own terms. And that's the whole issue. That's why he's bound hand and foot and cast out. He's deported. Jesus says to seek to enter in through the narrow gate. For many, he says, shall seek to enter and shall not be able. Now think about that. If it were a godly worldview, if God's position on things were the open borders philosophy, if that were godly doctrine, then God would not keep anybody out of heaven. Everybody would be allowed to go to heaven no matter what, whether they obeyed God's rules or not, because that's the issue. America does not keep people out of our country because they're not welcome. They're welcome, but they have to come here on our terms. They have to obey the law. They have to obey the standard of the United States and have legal entry into the United States of America. The same is true of God and the kingdom of heaven. A person must follow God's standard, God's way that he has prepared, the way that he has established and declared for all mankind for gaining entrance into the kingdom of God. So that's really what's being communicated in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the way to enter legally into the kingdom of heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told this over and over again throughout the scripture. Now back to the issues with President Trump. The situation has gotten so bad, you've even got the radical left blaming President Trump for abuses that took place during the Obama administration. And this is posted on InfoWars. An article says, quote, in a renewed focus on detention centers for illegal immigrants, leftists have hit out against President Trump, focusing particularly on a facility in Virginia where it is alleged children were beaten, among other abuses. However, the center opened in 2007, and the alleged abuses were reported in 2016, a year before Trump took office. Okay, so all of this talk about caring for the children and children separated from their families and so on, all of this has been the standard long before Donald Trump became president of the United States. And so the methods that they're employing are no different than what was employed for 8 years by the Obama administration. But of course, left-wing media that went around creating all sorts of propaganda for President Obama, they didn't say a word. They didn't say anything. And yet these abuses were going on. Bad things were happening to families and children in these detention centers and so on. But the media never said anything. Now they're trying to exploit it because it is one of the communists' favorite tactics, to use children as a political tool of manipulation. But we have to remember, these are the same people who drive the abortion industry in our country, where they are killing millions of unborn and partly born children in America. So it seems obvious to many people that they're just simply using this for political rhetoric and propaganda, not really because they care about what happens to the children who are coming into our country illegally. But that's the whole problem. And of course, I think most Americans would agree it's not really the fault of these kids. The situation is unfortunate, but the answer, I think the right answer, is to simply uphold the law, build the border wall, and prevent these kind of situations from happening. But the reason they're happening is much more because of the Democrats and the sanctuary city politicians who are inviting illegals to come into the country. They're encouraging this lawless behavior. That's the problem. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.